Hi, this is Paul from Bay Church. Thank you for joining us for this podcast. We trust it's going to allow you to live bigger, to live better, and to live bolder.
Tell me the one about the virus again, then I'll go to bed.
But my boy, you're growing weary, sleepy thoughts about your head.
Please, that one's my favourite. I promise, just once more.
Okay, snuggle down, my boy, though I know you know full well. The story starts before then, in a world I once would dwell. It was a world of waste and wonder, of poverty and plenty, back before we understood why hindsight's 2020. You see, the people came up with companies to trade across all lands, but they swelled and got much bigger than we ever could have planned. We'd always had our wants, but now it got so quick, you could have anything you dreamed of in a day, and with a click. We noticed families had stopped talking. That's not to say they never spoke, but the meaning must have melted, and the work-life balance broke. And the children's eyes grew squarer, and every toddler had a phone. They filtered out the imperfections, but amidst the noise, they felt alone. And every day the skies grew thicker, till you couldn't see the stars. So we flew in planes to find them, while down below, we filled our cars. We'd drive around all day in circles. We'd forgotten how to run. We swapped the grass for tarmac, shrunk the parks till there were none. We filled the sea with plastic, because our waste was never capped. Until each day when you went fishing, you'd pull them out, already wrapped. And while we drank and smoked and gambled, our leaders taught us why. It's best to not upset the lobbies. More convenient to die. But then in 2020, a new virus came our way. The governments reacted and told us all to hide away. But while we all were hidden, amidst the fear and all the while, the people dusted off their instincts. They remembered how to smile. They started clapping to say thank you and calling up their mums. And while the car keys gathered dust, they would look forward to their runs. And with the skies less full of voyagers, the earth began to breathe, and the beaches bore new wildlife that scuttled off into the seas. Some people started dancing, some were singing, some were baking. We'd grown so used to bad news, but some good news was in the making. And so when we found the cure, and were allowed to go outside, we all preferred the world we found to the one we'd left behind. Old habits became extinct, and they made way for the new, and every simple act of kindness was now given its due.
But why did it take a virus to bring the people back together?
Well, sometimes you've got to get sick, my boy, before you start feeling better. Now lie down and dream of tomorrow, and all the things that we can do. And who knows, if you dream hard enough, maybe some of them will come true. We now call it the Great Realization. And yes, since then there have been many. But that's the story of how it started, and why hindsight's 2020.
Isn't that amazing? It really make you think about our life and what we discovered during lockdown, and how since they lifted the restrictions, we're just slipping right back. And it saddens me to see how many people, instead of hitting pause, as soon as the restrictions lifted, they hit fast forward. And we are running back to the way things were, but we had discovered so much during lockdown, and now we're leaving that all behind. And today, my prayer is that you push pause, that you just take stock, and you look at what is good, and we stop running back to the bad, and stop running from the one who is good. There's so many things that we were taught, so many opportunities we discovered, so many relationships that were restored, and when you look back on 2020, on lockdown, you're either going to say, that is the time my life was changed, or you're going to say, "Shoo, glad that is over." And I would rather say, you know, that's the time I got closer to my wife. I got closer to my children. That is the time I got closer to God. That is the time I reevaluated my life and what I'm doing with my life. And that is the time I can look back on and say, thank you, God, for touching me, for changing me, and keeping me. I speak to a whole lot of people, and I know in all homes it didn't go that well, okay? But in many it went fantastically well. Many people re-evaluated relationships and re-evaluated life. But then when the restrictions were lifted, we should have pushed pause instead of fast forward. We should have taken time to reflect, time to adapt, and time to grow. And all we did was fast forward, boom, going mull again. Okay? And we're going back to the way we were, and you're probably going to end up worse than you were before lockdown, and that's the last thing that should happen to you. We should be going towards our loved ones and towards the one who loves us. Now, the nation of Israel did exactly the same. You know how many times they had these like hectic things happen, and they would be far from God. As soon as hectic things happen, they run to God. And when it's going good, they run away from God again. And that's what's happening to us. We are reflecting the nation of Israel and Judah back in the day. And in Jeremiah chapter 2, we read one of these accounts, okay? But I'm going to read it from the Message. And it should give you a punch in the guts because it's powerful. Okay, I'm going to read all 8 chapters. Put it on speaker, laat ons allemaal hoor. Kom nou. Hulle kan inluister. In verse 25, Jeremiah chapter 2, and this is from the Message, it says, slow down. Take a deep breath. What's the hurry? Why wear yourselves out? Just what are you after anyway? But you say, I can't help it. I'm addicted to alien gods. I can't quit. Just as the thief is chagrined, but only when caught, so the people of Israel are chagrined, caught along with their kings and princes, their priests and their prophets. They walk up to a tree and say, my father. They pick up a stone and say, my mother, you bore me. All I ever see of them is their backsides. They never look me in the face, but when things go badly, they don't hesitate to come running, calling out, get a move on. Save us. Man, this describes my life sometimes. And if you break this down verse for verse, it starts off with saying, slow down, take a deep breath. What are you running after? And that is only a question you can answer. What are you running after? What is it that you think, if I do that, if I reach there, if I'm with these people, what is that going to do for you? What is it going to feed within you? What inner need is running after those things going to meet? Now, I don't know what's missing in you, but I do know the one who can fill what's missing. But then you go on to say, I can't help it. Ach, poor old me. You can help it. You've got a will and you can choose. But then it goes on and says, I'm addicted to alien gods. I can't quit. And alien gods is anything that you value more important than God. It is the things that have got a hold on you. It's the things, those old habits maybe that you had and that you want to leave. And I slipped into one of my old habits. I went to one of my alien gods. Now, in this week, while preparing this, in lockdown, V and I, and she's not in here because she's upstairs doing the online church for us, okay? So it's not that she doesn't love me anymore. She's working. So we got into a habit of, and it was a good habit. This is the type of habit you want. We would wake up in the morning. I would go make coffee, so it's good for her. and then we would do devotions together and pray together. And in the week, I went back to the way I was, and I picked up my phone before I picked up my Bible. And as I did that, it's like the Lord spoke to me, said, Paul, that was your God. And it was, because, man, the first thing I wanted to see what's happening on WhatsApp, what's going on Facebook, and what does News 24 have to say. And then I would read my Bible later. So my phone became my God, and I'd start my day off with my phone instead of the Bible. I'd get to that, but only later on in the day. So it's those type of things that have got a hold on you. And I want us at this moment just to push pause, okay? And to think, what are the alien gods? Or who are the alien gods that have got a hold on me? What is it that I'm going back to that I, in lockdown, realized that's not good for me? Or, you know, those people, yeah, I'm not strong enough to hang out with them yet. God's still working on me. What is that alien God? Just push pause and think of that. Verse 26, it goes on to say, just as a thief is chagrined, but only when caught, so are the people of Israel chagrined. And chagrined means when it becomes evident, when what you're doing is on display. In other words, when a thief gets caught, it's only then that he feels bad. Okay? When he's now got handcuffs on, he thinks, yes, you know, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. Look at the result of my actions. I'm a morally corrupt person, and I've been stealing from innocent people. Until he gets caught, he doesn't think those thoughts. And until something huge happens in our life, we don't think about, you know, I actually need God. What I'm doing isn't right, and I'm not living in line with the Word of God. And it's only when something big happens, like happened to all of us, that we realize I need God. And then you get caught along with the kings and with the princes, with the priests and the prophets. Whatever we're doing, okay? Whatever you're doing as an individual, whatever you're doing as a husband or as a wife or as a fiance or whatever you are, whatever you're doing never only impacts you. Other people are always affected by what you do, always. So you got to be conscious of what is the effect of my life on my loved ones. Now, I can give a whole lot of examples because I lived most of them, where what I was doing impacted my wife and impacted my kids, how it negatively affected them, how my absence was sometimes a joy for them, rather have him away from home than having him at home, because what I did always impacted them. They walk up to a tree and say, my father. They pick up a stone and say, my mother, you bore me. And this is just those things we run to, those things that we want to be nurtured like a mom or a dad would. That we go to these things and say, I need you to fill this hole in my life. I need love from you. I need acceptance from you. I need nurturing from you. Those things can't give it to you, okay? Only God and only the people God has placed in your life can feed into you then. And now, here it comes, okay? Now we hear God talking. And this is, you know, I love the way, this is why I chose to use the message, just because of the way this is said. All I ever see of them is their backsides. Yeah? They lockdown bode van jou. This is all that he has seen, because you're walking away from him now. In lockdown, you realized, man, God is actually important. Lockdown's over. Restrictions are lifted. Can see my buddies. Bars are open. Well, bottle stores are open. Smokes are still illegal, but I got connections. But we're walking away from God, and all he sees is your backsides. And I've done this. Believe me, I'm not speaking to you as someone who's innocent. I've done the same things. When things are good, I tend to think I need God less. But that's when you need him the most, so he can strengthen you for when things get bad, because bad's going to come again. It's like we take God, and because we don't really need him anymore. We got all our freedom back. We can now put God in a corner and say, thanks, Lord, you were good to me, but wait there until I need you again. And that's not nice. That's horrible. How can you live like that? Does anyone agree that that is the way we should live? Like, okay, God, I don't need you. Wach a bikkie. I'll call you when I need you again. But this is what the scripture is saying. You only call out to me, help me, save me, when you're in need. And the rest of the time, God doesn't matter. Yet in lockdown, we realized he does matter. And we're running away, but now we're running away from him again. And it's time we push pause. And we reevaluate. And we take stock. And we come to the realization, I need God. Because life is beginning to rush by us again. Isn't it getting busy again? Have you ridden in the streets of George? Where do all those people come from? And why are there so many GP number plates here? But things are getting busy. The shops are getting busy. We're getting busy. We and I found ourselves working every night in the last week. It's busy, busy, busy. Now I need God. But now I've put God over in the corner. And the busier it gets, the more you should realize how much you need him. Because we need him not in the corner, we need him in our hearts, where he can reign and he can guide us and he can love us. Okay, can we push pause on that thought? Okay, now I'm going to change tact just a little bit. And I want to read to us from Psalms 27, 13 to 14, and this time it's from the NIV, so you would understand. I remain confident of this. I love this verse. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong. Take heart and wait for the Lord. You know what I want to do with this verse? I want to take these bass speakers and I want to get other, mag ek sê, master speakers. Okay? They must be big. And I want to put them on this roof. And I want to shout out, I will, you will, we will, all of us who love the Lord, who've accepted him, who do not doubt, we will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living now. Terwyl jy nog asemhaal, you will see the goodness of the Lord. But not if he's in the corner. Why? Are you going to wait for heaven one day? And this is what a lot of people do, even believers. Ooh, gaan lekker wees in die hemel. It's supposed to be good now. You're supposed to have the goodness of the Lord evident in your life now. Een dag in die hemel. Ach man, ek wil jou klap, laat jou ore tyt. Start getting God out of the corner into your heart so you can experience his goodness. And when our life starts rushing, you've got peace. Okay? When things get busy, when things go wrong, you've got God. You discovered him in lockdown. I can guarantee you every single person here thought of God at least once. Because all of you said, "Hoe die kerk moet oopmaak? Toe maak die kerk oop, toe kom niemand nie." You all realized, I need God. But then you hit fast forward instead of pause. And what you had learned, you've quickly forgotten. And I just want to refresh your memory that you can experience the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living now. It reminds me of a story of a Sunday school teacher. She says to all these little kiddies, you know, kiddies are honest. They're going to say a thing like it is. They don't have a filter. So she says to them, if I sell my house, my car, and all my possessions, and I give the money to the church, will I go to heaven? And the whole class says, no. She says, right. If I come work for the church free of charge, I clean the yard, I wash the windows, and I serve everybody, am I going to heaven? And they, all the kiddies shout, no. So she asks him the question, so how do I get to heaven? And one little boy says, you got to be dead. That's not the way to live. You don't have to be dead. You can have heaven in you right now. And you discovered that. But now you've left it behind. Don't wait until you're dead one day. That's cute, huh? So, I want to share something with you. You've already experienced the goodness of God. Because you woke up this morning, didn't you? Some of you had breakfast. Some of you had a hot cup of coffee. If you drink tea, we'll pray for you. You came to church. You're with family. You see, this is the goodness of the Lord that you're already experiencing, but only in a measure. And if you are satisfied with little, I feel sorry for you. I want all the goodness. I don't want it to end when I walk out here. Fast forward, nou gaan ons party. Done my duty, and I paid for it. No, we got to experience the goodness of God. And it tells us how to do it in that verse. It says, wait for the Lord. Be strong. And that's the key. Because it takes an inner strength, it takes guts for you to stand up when everyone else is bowed down to the world. You must wait for God. You must let Him strengthen you and take heart. Wait for the Lord. That's pushing the pause button and hearing what God is saying to you. Is He speaking to you today? Okay. If He's not, just put up your hand. Awesome. God is talking to us and He's saying, pause, slow down, don't become who you were before lockdown. Become who you thought you want to be during lockdown. Just pause. Take a little bit of stock. Because during lockdown, you discovered a different side of life. You discovered a different way that you possibly wanted to live life. And now, that's all behind us. And God is back in the corner when He belongs on the throne. It's time to slow down. Take stock. But then to take action. Because it's fine you listen to me. And it's fine God is working in you. But what are you going to do with what He said? That's going to determine how the rest of your life looks. That is going to determine if this whole process we have been through was worth the while. It's cost a lot of people a whole lot. Some people their life. But it's also given us the ability to have life and to have the goodness of life available to us right now. But it's up to you what you're going to do with this message. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for the power of your word today. Thank you, Lord, that we can come before you and we can hear your truth and we can have you stir our heart, Lord. We can have you come in, Father, and just rattle us a little bit and remind us how desperately we need you, that we need to push, pause, and we need to reflect, and we need to take action. And I pray for every person sitting here, that is what has happened today, Lord. You've given them opportunity to pause, and now you would give them the courage to be different, to go back to the person that you've called them to be. So, Lord, they would be one with you, as it should be. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us. If you want any more info, please feel free to visit our website, www.bchurch.co.za, or connect with us on Facebook at Bikers Church Garden Route.